what God has been in my life, okay? What God has been in my life when nobody else could be it. Nobody else could be there. Nobody else could be this. He has been this in my life. I want to share with you a few things tonight. The title of the message is what God is. Just what God is tonight. I want to share that. What God is. I pray when you leave tonight, you can say God's been every bit of this in my life. Amen? We're going to read the whole chapter. Psalm 30, verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. God is. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes. Psalm chapter 30, verse number 1. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment. Whoo, glory, Brother Bradley. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by the favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong, thou did hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, O Lord. Be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Oh, glory. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, it's good to be in here tonight, Father. Lord, it's so good to be in your house on a Sunday night, Father. Lord, I know there's a lot of places and people that are counseling Sunday night services, but I thank you, Father, we can still come to your house and lift up your name tonight. Lord God, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Lord, all over this place tonight, you've been called a shepherd. You've been called a redeemer. You've been called the Savior. You've been called the healer. You've been called the Alpha and the Omega, Father. All over this place tonight, Father God, and everything is right tonight, Lord, and I praise you tonight. Lord, I pray for the next few moments you guard my throat and my thoughts. Let everything I say tonight just lift you up, glorify you. All I want to do tonight is brag on you, Lord. I just want to brag on you for a little bit because I realize in my life right quick when I brag on you, oh, Satan's got to flee. When I brag on you and lift your name up, he's got to get gone. He's got to get out. And Lord God, I pray you revive us again tonight. I pray you set down on our hearts. I pray you set down on our mind, our soul, and our spirit. And Lord, you have your will away in this place. And we'll give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight, I want to look for just a few moments in this chapter of what God is, what God's been to you, and how he has been to me tonight, and what God is in my life. You know what? Tonight, I thank God for what he does in my life. I thank God how he uses people to speak words to you and let you know what he has been in your life. You know what? Tonight, he has been a friend to me. He's been a father to me. He's been closer than anybody I've ever had in my life. I'm telling you, he lives inside of me. He sets down on me, and I thank God for that tonight. But I want to show you tonight, number one, what God is tonight. And if I pray he's these in your life. I pray you get a hold of this tonight, and it does you a good tonight when you walk out of this place. You know what tonight? There's a lot of things that you can't count on. Hey, but I got good news tonight. Hey, you can count on God. Amen? Number one tonight, I want you to know that God has always been dependable to me. He has always been dependable, Brother J.D. I've never had to second guess his hand. I've never had to look anywhere else. When he made me a promise, he kept it, and he's never let me down. The Bible says in verse number 1 that God is dependable tonight. You say, preacher, how do you know that he is dependable tonight? He says this. Here's what the psalmist said. He said, you have lifted me up. He said, you have lifted me up. Hey, you know what tonight? If you're down in in the pit, you're down in the mire, you're down in the clay, and you're just old down and out and don't know what to do, hey, you can get at the feet of Jesus tonight, and I promise you, hey, He'll lift you up. Hey, He is dependable tonight. It don't matter where you at or how you're stuck. Hey, tonight, if you'll just call on His name, He'll lift you up out of there. He said that God is dependable. He said He has lifted me up and has made my foes to rejoice over me. Hey, but not only is He dependable how He's lifted me up, hey, but He is dependable in how He has healed my soul and my spirit. Friends, tonight, can I say to you that He has healed me when I need healed every single time. And I'm not talking only physical healing. I'm talking about spiritual healing tonight. I'm talking about God reaching down. He is dependable tonight. You know what old Satan wants you to know? He don't want you to know that God is dependable. He wants you to look everywhere else tonight, but I got good news that God is dependable tonight. If you're down tonight and you need lifted up, hey, He will lift you up. Amen. I thank God tonight that He is dependable. I thank God tonight that He is our stronghold, Brother Kevin. In Psalm 18 this morning when you read it, He's our stronghold. He's our help. He's our buckler. He is everything in my life tonight. I'm sold out to Jesus tonight. Hey, I've left the old man behind. He was crucified. He was dead. He's gone. And a new man's come inside of me. It is Jesus tonight. He said God is dependable, number one, because He has lifted me up. He has brought me up from where I used to be. He has lifted me up. You know what? It'll do good in your life when you know that God is the one that lifted you up. And you didn't lift yourself up. You can't lift yourself up. He is the one that gives you the ability to be lifted up. He says tonight that God is dependable, number one, because He's lifted me up. And He said, because of this, I will rejoice. He said, but not only did He lift me up, but number two, He has healed me. He has healed me. He has healed me completely tonight. He says in verse number three, O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. You know what tonight? You think about that. He is dependable. He is the one that has brought your soul up out of that grave. He is the one that's brought you up, Brother Chris, dead in your sin and trespasses, and then He touches you and quickens you and brings you alive by the Holy Ghost tonight. He said this tonight, O Lord, Thou hast brought my soul from the grave and has kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. I see tonight that God is dependable tonight. No matter what you're going through tonight, God is dependable tonight. When you go out to this week and you go to work and your employer may say whatever or they may do whatever or you may not have a good week, hey, listen tonight, your joy, your peace, and your rest does not depend on the place that you work. It's not depend on your employer or none of them. Your joy, your peace, and your rest comes only from God Almighty, and He is the one that's dependable. Amen? Well, I just want to preach a little bit. Amen? He is dependable tonight. Friends, I want you to know, Satan talks to me. I don't know if he does or not. I'm probably not that important because he is not omnipresent. So Satan don't always come to me. He don't always come to you. He's got a lot more people more important than I am, and that's who he's dealing with. But he does send his little army, you know what I'm saying? He's got little, because he's not omnipresent. He's not like God. He can't be everywhere at one time. So a lot of us give Satan praise and say, oh man, Satan been on. Satan can't be on me, you, and her all at one time. He just can't do that. He's not omnipresent. He can't do it. So it ain't always Satan. But you know what he'll do? He'll make you think God ain't dependable. He'll send some circumstance, something your way, and say, oh man, God ain't dependable. If He's dependable, He wouldn't have let you down. He wouldn't have done this. He wouldn't have done that. If you got air in your lungs, He's dependable. Without Him tonight, you won't breathe. Without Him tonight, you won't get up in the morning. Without Him, you won't do nothing tomorrow without Him. He is dependable, and He is the one that lifts you up, brings you out of that place, and sets you on that ground tonight. I thank God tonight for how dependable He is in my life tonight. This week, just in this week, I've seen His hand all over my life. I've seen it from the top to the bottom, all the way around, how I can call on His name, and He's always there. He's always dependable. He's never late. He's always on time. And He's right where He needs to be. But I see not only is He dependable. And I'm telling you what, I thank God for stuff that's dependable, don't you? I do. I thank God these lights. But you know what? They'll go out one day. They'll go out one day. The vehicle you get in, there'll come a day, no matter how new you buy it, you'll go out there, you'll hit the starter, and it won't crank because it's not going to be dependable the rest of your life. The only thing you can depend on, you can't even depend on yourself. You'll let yourself down. You've made God promises all. Can I just preach a little bit? Yo, man. I mean, golly, bum, this is fun, ain't it? Hey, you don't think about it. Yeah, there's been times in your life you said, God, I promise you I'll never do this again. I'll never go down that road again. I'll never do this again. I'll never get caught up in that again. And then about the next morning, you don't wrap right back up in it. You know why? Because you're not dependable. He is. You say, God, keep me from it. He's dependable to keep you from it. So he said that he is dependable, number one, to lift you up, to love you and help you. But let me show you number two that I see in this. And it just does me good to know what God is. Number one, God's dependable. But number two, God is my dwelling. That's where I dwell all the days of my life. And you do too. You do too, child of God. You dwell in his presence, in his power, and his perfectness in your life. How he's perfect, Brother Garrett, in what he does. He is dependable and he lets you dwell all in his presence, all around him tonight. Can you imagine that the God of heaven would come down in this service tonight, as dependable as he is, and dwell amongst his people? I don't know about you, but that does me good tonight. Look what he says here. He said, "O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave." In verse number 3, "thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." Tonight I see that God is dependable, but he is also my dwelling tonight. Friends, you know what? Tonight when you get to the place and you realize that you're dwelling in the presence of God, it'll give you a peace like no other. There has been times, I can tell you, just in this building, the other building I won't even talk about because it's gone, but there's been times just in this building I've sat in that corner, and I could have promised you everything that I own that somebody come by and touch my shoulder. I can promise you everything I've owned, Sister Denise, that it's come by. I promise you with everything I own that Sister Caitlin had said a word when she went by and she ain't opened her mouth. It was the sweet Holy Ghost of heaven had come down there and dwelled amongst me right there. And he dwells with you too. And you feel his presence when he comes by. And you feel his touch when he comes by. You say, you done lost your mind. You crazy. Oh, no. That's when you're in his presence. That's when you're in his presence. And here's the thing. When he comes by, you'll know it. You'll know when he comes by. You'll know when he comes by. You'll know when them wings of angels come by and they just brush right beside you. There'll be a peace like never before. There'll be a peace on your life. He said, number one, tonight, he is dependable. God is dependable tonight, but he is also our dwelling tonight. The only way to have that peace that I'm talking about tonight is to dwell with Christ Jesus. Just to dwell in his presence tonight. Look with me in the text, if you will. He says, number one, he is dependable. Number two, he is my dwelling. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I thank God for that. There's a time at our home, and you asked my wife that it wasn't always Jesus. You hear me? I used the Lord's name, but it was in vain. Don't sit there with your heads down. Some of you have too, amen? Before you come to know Christ, come on now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I wasn't dependable. But now that I'm with him and he's with me and living inside of me, I sat back the other day in my house, and y'all go, this is your house too, most of you do. I sat back at my house and I just counted the crosses on the wall. I counted the memory verses on the wall. I sat in the living room, I looked and I said, I wonder why I'm so blessed. I'm just sitting right in his presence. I'm just sitting here. I mean, here it is. I mean, we got a cross here. And in that cross is our family pictures. And I go on around the room and I see verses on the wall. You'll be blessed coming in. You'll be blessed going out. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All this hanging on the walls. I'm just reading it. I'm like, no wonder when I get in this place, I feel safety. No wonder when I get home, that's my sanctuary. See, this is a public sanctuary here. Anybody can come in. Lost can come in. Saved can come in. Whatever can come in. It's public. But when I go up on that hill, it's a private sanctuary. And when I walk into that place, there's a peace that passes all understanding. When I walk into that place and all this stuff, Brother JD's hanging all over the wall, we're saturated our place in it. I'm sure your homes are the same way, and you wonder why. If I can just make it home, I'm going to find peace. You know why? Because that's the place you pray. That's the place that you've saturated God. God just come down and meets with you there. You only hear it about 3 days a week. Some of you 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, but you only hear about 3 days a week. And if you add up your time, you ain't even here 4 hours, 5 hours. Where do you spend most of your time? Well, I spend it at work, preacher. Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. You got a lot of time in a week. He's dependable, and he dwells with you. Where does he dwell at, preacher? He dwells at your home. He dwells at your home. Let me give you this tonight. Not only is he dependable, and not only is he my dwelling, but he is my disciplinary tonight. He's the one that disciplines my life. I cannot discipline my own life. I've tried it. I've tried it, and you have too. How many, don't raise your hand, but I can go around this room, and I guarantee most people in here has lost 300 or 400 pounds and gained 800, 900 back. True. I mean, most people, I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm disciplined this year. I'm going to drop it, and I'm going to get it off, and I'm going to do good. About February, everything you said you was going to do, listen, this is Patsy back there. She just grinning like everything. About February, you ain't disciplined enough to even keep 1 month. You're not disciplined enough to stay in this word. You're not disciplined enough to pray. I don't want to be rude. I'm just telling you, you're not disciplined enough to pray. I'm not disciplined enough to pray. I'm not disciplined enough to stay in this world. I'm not even disciplined enough to come to church. But he's dependable. And when I dwell in him, he'll make them things come to pass. When I quit dwelling where he's at, I'll be unfaithful to the house of God. I'll be unfaithful to the things of God. You say, how do you know he's your disciplinary tonight, preacher? Let me show you this, if you will, with me. And listen tonight, I thank God that Brother J.D. don't have to come to me and get on to me. That's pastor. You don't have to. Brother Brent, you don't. Brother Kevin, you chairman now, deacons, you ain't got to come get on to me. When I mess up or say something back there that ain't right, you ain't got. You can come if you want to, but you ain't got to. I got somebody living inside of me. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the one disciplines me. He's the one wires me out before I ever get out the door and I get in the truck. And Brandy said, what's wrong? I said, boy, I should not have said that. That was not good. I should. And if I know it was true, she don't say nothing. If she just sits there and she's like, I know right then that. Yeah, I said something I shouldn't have. This week, I wonder how many times he's going to discipline me and discipline you. Look what he says. You said, preacher, how do you know he disciplines? How do you get that out of there? Look at this in verse number 5. For his anger. If you don't think God gets angry, just read your Bible. There's not a daddy in here when their kid messes up, he don't get angry. There's not a mama in here that don't get angry. Just as cute as that baby is over there. Look at him, he's just shaking his head, he knows. You get angry. You get angry. You're a disciplinary. You're the one that sets them back in line. A good mom and a good daddy sets their kids back in line. Do they get in line? They will for a little while. They will for a little while. But you got to keep on. You got to keep on. Whoever corrected their child one time and they've done perfect the rest of their life? Who? You don't know my kid. No, you don't know your kid. Because we've all been kids. Look what he says here. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. So he don't want me to stay there. So he said that God's my disciplinary tonight. He don't want me to stay there. For his anger endureth but for a moment, and in his favor is life. He allows me to go through things that I weep through. You do too. Have you ever went to bed at night and you thought, man, this has been the awfulest day of my life? Say anybody? Yes. Man, you just say, oh my goodness, I am. Maybe you can go to bed at 7:30 because you can't handle it no more that night. Baby, have you ever been there? Yeah, yeah. We've been there together. And you just say, I just got to go to bed. She's like, but it ain't 8 o'clock. I said, I can't handle it no more. I'm just going to go and lay down. And then you wake up the next morning, you don't even know why you're stressed out. Because weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh. So just as a father disciplines that child, he puts joy right back in their life. Just as Christ Jesus disciplines your life, he puts joy right back in your life. There's been times when I was a kid, I'd get a whooping at night, Brother Charles, before I went to bed, get a whooping, wake up the next morning. Boy, I'd wake up, mom and daddy would be happy like nothing ever happened. Why? Because once they're done, they're done. They don't keep nagging, they don't keep on, they're done. That's took care of. They may come back to it later on, but right then it's took care of. Why? Because just because they're disciplinary, they want to put joy back in. Look what he says here. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? When I'm in the pit, God's not getting nothing out of that. When I'm wallowing in my self-pity, Waller, he ain't getting nothing out of that. Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. I see, number one, tonight God's dependable. I see tonight he is my dwelling. I see he's the one that disciplines me when I need discipline. And by the way, if God's never disciplined you, He's not your father. Check the book. Check your book. If you've never been disciplined, Brother Lee Markham shaking that head. Brother Lee, you know, I know. If you've never had God get on you when you mess up, if you can do anything you want to, act any way you want to, live any way you want to, and you walk out of this place and there's not nothing, just I'm talking about got a hold of you, just pulling your heart like crazy, and you can just mouth off when you just do anything you want to do, and there's nobody trying to discipline you, He's not your father. I will not discipline Brittany. That's not my daughter. It's not my daughter. I like Brittany. I love Brittany. I've grown up with Brittany over here. She's a good kid. But if Brittany needed a whooping, David Barnes gave her a whooping. That's your daughter. Right? And I don't want David Barnes whooping Kaylee. That's not his daughter. And you know what? God will whoop those that are His. He disciplines those that are His. So if you've never been disciplined, He's not your father. It's easy, simple, very, very easy. Those He loves, He chastens. Those He loves, He corrects. Those He loves, He scolds. So let me show you the last thing here. God is dependable. God's my dwelling. He's my disciplinary. And the last one I want to show you is in verse number 11. God is my deliverer tonight. He is the one that delivers me out when I don't know where to go. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Look with me in verse number 11. Here He shows you He's your deliverer. Thou hast turned from me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. I want to give you this tonight. He has turned my mourning into dancing. How many times in your life you've moped around mourning and then God showed up and you got to dancing just a little bit? You say, I don't dance. You will when He gets a hold of you. I don't shout. You will when He gets a hold of you. You will when you've had a cancer report stage 4 and there's no hope, and there's no life left in you, and you're dead meat, and God reaches down and touches you, and then you got 10 more years, you'll stand up and dance. You know what Naaman had this morning when we talked about him? Naaman was a dead man if God didn't touch. That leprosy was going to kill him. He was a dead man, but God touched him and he lived. He said, preacher, I don't do it. When He touches you just right, you will. I don't scream out for Jesus. When He touches you just right, He will. Why? Because He is your Father. Father, what's God been to me tonight? He's been my deliverer tonight. Look with me in verse number 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee. All that He's been to me is only because I want to give Him glory. I want to give Him praise. What He has been, Brother Eric, in my life. Brother Eric, He's been dependable. When nobody else could be. You ever had something going on in your life you couldn't tell nobody? You couldn't tell your spouse? You couldn't tell nobody. You said, well, I can tell my spouse ever anything. You've never been in a place where you couldn't tell her something, man, or tell him something, man. There's some things going on in your life you can't tell nobody. And the only place you can carry it to is to God. And He's dependable. There's times in your life where you think, if I don't get to where He's at and get in His dwelling, I'm in trouble. There's been times in my life that He's disciplined me and took care of me, but every time He's delivered me. And for that, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. Forever. I don't know all that happened that night I got saved. I don't know everything. Only He knows. But I do know what I received that night and how He touched my heart, how He saved my soul, how He put a hunger and a fire deep down inside of me. And no matter where I go or what I do, and I want this to be your prayer too, is that He gets the honor and the glory. I wouldn't want to do nothing that would bring Him shame, that would bring Him anything. I want to just uplift His name, no matter where I go or what I do. So, preacher, how do I do that? When you realize what He has been to you. It's personal tonight when you get a hold of that. And here's my challenge for you this week. Wherever you go to work, whatever you do, you make sure that you know exactly what God has been to you. I heard a man tell this week, said he went to Iraq in 2004. You may have been there in 04. He went there in 04, and he was driving a tanker with liquid on it, some kind of liquid. And he was driving that tanker around, and he hit an IED. Is it IED? IED. He hit an IED, and it blowed it up and flipped it over. And he was laying on the ground, and he said he was laying on the ground face down, and the enemy was still a-shooting. And when he got to tell her that, that's the same thing the enemy does. When you're down, he keeps shooting. He's going to shoot when you're up. He's going to shoot when you're down. He's just going to shoot. And he said, at that moment, he realized that a gun sounds different when it's pointed at you than it does when it's pointed away from you. He said he got down on his knees right there. He said he was already down. He said he just come up in a fetal position. And all he could think about was his wife at home. He said when he left, his kid was like 7 months old. When he come back, he was 4 years old. And he said all he could think about was how God, his wife, his kids. And he said all of a sudden there was a peace that come over him. And that peace was this, that God was going to see him through. And he said they stayed there till help got there for hours and hours and hours. And he said the only thing got him through is that he knew the peace of God was on his life. I don't know what's going to come your way this week. I don't know what's going to be shot at you. I don't know what's going to go on. I don't know what you're going to be hit with. But I promise you this, that God is dependable. He's dependable tonight. You keep dwelling in him. You keep letting him discipline you. And I promise you, by the authority of God's word, he will deliver you. Amen. Let's gather around this place tonight and pray.